It's showtime on a Friday, folks. Welcome in. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. Hope you're having a wonderful start to your day. We made it. It's cold, but who cares? We just power through.
We do.
What's up, JoJo?
I just was sitting down, and I guess Robin Rexroad had on ESPN, and the story I saw was Yankees allowing facial hair for the first time in 49 years. So I guess.
Yeah, I literally just saw that. Right. Jeff Passan putting it out there, others putting it out there. The statement from the Yankees basically saying, we've decided to change it. You can grow a beard as long as it's well-groomed. I'm like, welcome to the 21st century,
right?
New York Yankees. You put names on the back of your jerseys next?
Yeah, Raz, that just struck me as funny because it's like all that's going on in the world, that's the first thing I saw about allowing facial hair. I think the Navy allows beards, if I'm correct on that.
I believe it's like an exemption, like a medical exemption or something.
Why is that? Because they're at sea for so long, they're not shaving. If a Navy guy could weigh in on that for us, because it's something along those lines, Dr. Crane. I don't know exactly what, but I know the other ones are only on mustaches, I think. But there's a exemption for something on that. I remember the Navy guys, when we lived in Hawaii, had long, these huge beards. Like, I want a long beard like that. And I couldn't do it. Just couldn't do it. Some things in life you can't do, Chase.
Some things in life you can't
do. Right, man.
You know, that's just how it is. But Sean Henry's not on today. I know we would talk about this Yankees development with him if he was, but, you know, it's okay. It's fine.
Religious reasons and medical, according to our ombudsman.
That's what it says here on the digital web.
Thank you, buddy.
You're welcome.
All right, there you go. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Crane. U.S. comes up short against Canada last night. Fun game. And I actually thought, like, after the game, I was on Twitter. I thought Jared had a really interesting tweet that I was like, you know what? I think this is a good feeling or a good tweet. And he said, 2 weeks ago, I didn't really care about this tournament. And I think a lot of people kind of felt that way. Like, what is this? Who knows? And tonight, I'm sad we lost. Like, I think so many people got invested in it. You know, and for me, I watched the first game of, I think it was Finland and, or Sweden and Canada or something like that. And I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. Like, I'm into this. And then obviously the U.S. and Canada, when that happened, it was like, oh, okay, yeah.
Well, that's cynicism at its highest, to poo-poo something that you don't know anything about.
Right, but I'm guilty of it too, though.
You talked about it. Like, I'm interested to see what goes on and all that. But that's why I stopped in my life. Like, our Dr. Crane loves soccer, right? I can't stand soccer.
Sure.
But I'm not going to down him for loving soccer. For you loving it, if you like it, that's fine. I am all for you being happy. And the fact that more people got this and watched it, and at a time we needed this kind of uniting of spirit, I loved it. Oh, it was great. Not once I was like, look, if you're into it, man, I love it for you. That's great. I think all too often we don't celebrate other people's happiness, not to the extreme of like, oh my God, yeah, just like, hey man, that's very cool. I'm glad you like that. That's me.
Yeah, no, I feel that. And look, you know, we have Coach BJ Callahan coming up today. Nashville SC's coaches, they get ready to open their season against New England. Nick Kieser, in case you're wondering back there. Not the Chicago Fire, it's New England. So looking forward to having BJ on the show and talk about his club. I mean, you know, for those of you that have kind of followed Nashville SC since the beginning, this team has had a lot of turnover. A lot of familiar faces are gone. Some are still there, but we'll talk to Coach Callahan about that. Chris Sanders will join us today for his usual visit, and then we'll have a member of the Preds front office join us as well. But, you know, and I hear your point, but I think the NHL should be very, very happy today. You know, Gary Bettman, Bill Daly, the Players Association, everybody involved should be very, very happy. Now, you know, there might be some things they have to look at. Obviously, some guys are banged up. You know, Charlie McAvoy, his whole injury situation. So some of the teams, the NHL teams, might not be too happy because some of their key players, you know, are coming back banged up after this. But I think they got a lot of eyes on their product, and I think you're going to see some new hockey fans emerge from this.
I agree with that. But can you sustain it? That's the whole thing.
Yep, that's what they're going to have to try and do.
National show an interview with Bettman. talked about, hey, you're hockey. This is great. This is great. While the NBA All-Star game did it. And it was a stupid question to ask Gary Bettman because he's not going to gloat that hockey is where it is now. He was like, hey, I don't know. That's the NBA's kind of thing. I don't know anything about that. That's what they're doing. And, you know, we're just worried about what we're doing and concentrating and getting people, you know, more eyeballs on this. And it's great. I mean, it's a positive reflection of what's going on. But I was like, let's compare. I mean, each sport's got its own ways and things that are going on and problems and success stories. And just leave it at that. I just thought it was just a dumb question. But hockey now could go into the weekend with this. Preds got two games, Saturday and Sunday back-to-back?
Yep.
So go in there. And look, Preds fans love this hockey team. They're frustrated. You see the passion. And that's good. Because if nobody was talking about this, about how bad of a season it was for the Preds, that's a problem.
You mean if apathy had set in like it did with another professional team
across the
in town?
Right? Five blocks over in a river?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, they may not want to hear that, but it's the truth. And, I mean, look, you're always going to have, no matter the sport, like with the Titans, I call them two-tone till I die. You know, there's always these.
That's you.
Not like some people.
I know. Precious.
Like, there are some where it's just like they could go 0-17. Like, the Titans are the greatest ever. We love Miss Amy. It's like, okay, all right. Well, you know, good for you. That's a fanatic. That's for sure. And then there are some Preds fans that are that way, too. I mean, like, that's the diehards. You know, but I'm one of those, like, I learned the phrase from my dad, you know, and it's good to see Vanderbilt kind of on the upswing, but he used to say, yeah, I'm a Vandy fan. I die hard every week.
Right.
I mean, you know, so, but I think it'll be interesting, you know, to see how the Predators kind of rebound here and what they do with the last handful of games. You know, are they active at the deadline? Trying to
Is that, by the way?
March 7th.
March 7th. Isn't that later than
Yeah, but I think they did that because of the Four Nations.
Ah, okay.
So
that makes sense.
Because the whole season's been pushed back a couple weeks. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see what they ultimately decide to do. I would say, you know, Gus Nyquist is probably in his last handful of games as a Nashville Predator because of, you know, being in the last year of his contract. And you know, I think you could probably get a second-round pick, maybe a first for him. So, you know, Barry Trotz is going to be listening to phone calls and talking. So, that's just kind of the way it goes this time of year.
Are the Tkachuk brothers, you know more about this than I do, the new, who are the Hanson brothers? Are they the new Hanson brothers?
Like from Slapshot?
Yeah. Like, when they come to town, we're going to cheer for the Tkachuk.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I can remember, you know, one of the Olympics. I can't remember if it was 2010 or 2014, but TJ Oshie was like a star for America, and he kind of became that guy for a little bit. So, yeah, probably.
Okay.
I mean, you know, Preds fans are very familiar with Matthew Tkachuk.
Yep.
Because, you know, they obviously wanted him to come here, and it didn't work out, but you know, I think they're both, you know, and honestly, they should be familiar with both because they remember Keith Tkachuk, their father,
yep,
who was a thorn in the Predators' backside in the early days. So
that he was, man. I don't know. I just thought it's cool. And now you kind of ride out the rest of the season and see what goes on.
Yeah, for sure. 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Do you have a question of the day, JoJo?
Yeah. Why are you always adorable? I mean, I'd like to know that. Dr. Crane and I, we brought that
up. That's my mother.
All that.
She'll come up with a reason.
We're going to talk about it later on, but today's National Margarita Day. It's on the TV behind us right now.
We need some margaritas.
Yeah.
Chris in Nashville says, Big Joe is the Tom Holman of local sports radio. Give me all of it. Let's go. I don't know who that is. Should I know who that is?
He's the ice guy, the head of the – he's going on rounding up all the illegals.
Is the Border Czar?
Oh.
Border Czar, that guy. That guy, when he's on TV, man, you're just like, what's he going to say now? It's just – it's actually fun watching him because he's got a mission and he's got a statement and he sticks to that and no way can you get him off that. So, no, I'm not that guy. Look, if you enjoy that, I mean, that's – I mean, maybe a question is, did you know there's a soccer game this weekend? We have a professional sports team. Did you know?
I think a lot of people do. I'd be curious. Well, isn't Saturday supposed to be a little warmer?
Maybe.
Like above freezing,
Yeah, it's going to be like 40 degrees, but below is like 21.
Nikki D. Crane in there. Look at you.
Okay.
Just trying to do my weather forecasting here.
Chief meteorologist.
But
Nick
I haven't
Frazier.
Seen, and I listen to a lot of radio, and I watch TV, and now I haven't seen hardly any ads or promotions of their game this weekend. And Dr. Crane, had it not been for you setting up the interview with Coach Callahan from Nashville SC later on, I wouldn't have known. Now, that's my fault. That's my fault, but does some blame lay on them? No?
Maybe.
Okay.
I feel like it's a push and pull with both parties.
All right. I mean, it is a professional sports team in our town.
Yeah.
You are right.
It's got their opening game
tomorrow.
I mean,
Saturday's a busy day in Nashville because you have Vanderbilt Ole Miss at Memorial Gym at 2:30, which is a must-win for Vandy. Preds and Avalanche tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena with a 7 o'clock puck drop. And then Nashville SC in New England over at Geodis, which I think it starts at 7 as well. So you have options in the sports world in America's Music City. And I believe also Athletes Unlimited is going on at Municipal Auditorium. So,
and I'm looking, does Middle play at home tomorrow?
Middle is at home tomorrow.
Okay.
Yep.
So a big day that goes on.
And now, you know, because I don't want to leave anybody out, Middle plays at 1:30 tomorrow at the Glass House at the Murphy Center. Vandy Baseball is at home against St. Mary's at the Hawk. They'll start at 1 o'clock.
Look at you with the nicknames. Give me some more, man.
And then, look, I don't want to leave out TSU and Belmont in Lipscomb. We gotta look at all that, but I don't have it pulled up in front of me. Sorry.
I'm looking
at it. TSU is at Tennessee Tech.
Okay. That's
tomorrow.
In our area.
Let's see. Belmont is home against Indiana State at 5 o'clock. Lipscomb.
Yeah, Lipscomb.
They play Monday against Austin Peay.
Oh, okay. So
they played last night. They beat North Alabama 75-63. Lipscomb's having a hell of a year.
Yep, they're in the A-Sun too, right? Is that what they're in now?
Yep.
Middle plays Sam Houston tomorrow.
Yep.
By the way, Dr. Crane, Sam Houston is the only man to be governor, senator, and president of another country. Do you know that? And he's from Tennessee.
Didn't know this.
Sam Houston.
Where'd you get this? This is incredible.
History. History, you get it from the history books.
All right.
What was he president of?
Mexico.
Oh, I didn't know that.
About
good
that.
For him.
Back in the 1830s or 40s.
Had a city named after him?
He did. Yeah.
Would you like to have a city named after you?
I would not.
Like Dubinville?
No. No, it would be awful. It would be ran terribly. No, we don't need that.
At the local pub, they'll have like a, you know, some sort of snack that's like the Little Doobies.
I do got a question. The Little Doobies.
Oh, yeah.
I do have a question. And I said to you two guys yesterday, and you didn't respond back to me, which is fine because I'm going through a lot right now and I kind of need the affirmation from you two, which I hardly ever get.
Sorry.
Nashville's getting a TV show called Nashville 911. It's the 911 in California.
Yeah.
It's coming here. And I sent you guys the tweet.
Yeah, I said, yeah.
Nashville 911. All right. Do we care about this? That Nashville's getting a TV show?
We can talk about that coming up next.
Or throughout. I mean, what would you name?
I don't know. We already had the TV show Nashville, which I thought was pretty bad.
It was awful. Yeah. It was awful.
So inaccurate.
Awful. And I had friends who were extra. Now, this is a true story. I had friends who were extra, did a lot of extras work in the Nashville TV series. And I swear to God, on their LinkedIn profile, they had down as a profession actor. They never had a line in Nashville, but they put down actor. I was like, what are you doing?
It's amazing what people put on their LinkedIn profile.
What's yours say?
My actual title, Director of Operations and Sports Programming and show host.
Okay. All right. I like that.
But I've had to call some people out of, oh, hey, congratulations. I didn't know I promoted you.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. When did that happen? I missed that.
Our friend Ricky does not have a LinkedIn profile.
That doesn't shock me. He doesn't need it.
Why aren't you not on LinkedIn, man? It's just another place to share his love with the populace.
Yeah. I don't know. 615-737-1025 is Chase and Big Joe on a Friday. 1025-1063 the game. Chase and Big Joe, 1025-1063 the game on this Friday. You can weigh in on our phone and text line, 615-737-1025. Yes, thank you to Jim, Lisa, and a couple others that I did. I mistakenly said the Predators play at 7 tomorrow. It's actually a 5 o'clock game tomorrow and Sunday, so my bad. 5 o'clock puck drop for the Predators
this weekend. Is there a reason for this?
I don't know.
For moving up?
Yeah, I have no idea. I don't know why they're doing that. But
well, if that's the worst thing you do today, Chase, and you're going to have a pretty good day.
Yeah. So hypothetically speaking, if you wanted to, you could – like I'm doing Vandy basketball and the Preds tomorrow.
Look at you.
You know, you could go to the Preds for a little bit and then pop over, you know, in a Nashville SC to see the end. So you could do the triple threat.
Does this include a pedal tavern?
No. No, you will never see me on one of those.
But if you had your own unless personal they pay pedal, me. Pedal tavern.
Yeah, maybe. Ricky has a car, so I just have him drive.
We can make it happen.
You get the back seat?
No.
Yeah, you should.
Easy now with the back seat. I'm saying some people don't have one. Huh? Some people don't have a back seat. They just have like one row in the front, like a truck
or
something.
That's actually true. Yeah.
Okay.
Teron's new car didn't have a back seat.
Yeah, come on, Joe.
But I know that Ricky's car has a back seat. That's why I said that.
It does. Oh,
now, if I knew Ricky had a Corvette, I would not have been saying that.
Yeah.
But you were quick with that.
Yeah.
Just
that
saying.
Was good. When I was talking about TJ Oshie earlier, Brian says he defeated Russia. That's right. Yeah.
He defeated Russia. Good.
Yeah.
Didn't Napoleon too?
Yeah, I think so. That's right. Raymond and Franklin, yeah, yes, Big Joe. Some of us are a little more vast in our knowledge with other sports other than football.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. I'll go toe-to-toe with you on any sport except soccer and hockey.
Yeah.
I'll go the big three, knowledge-wise, right now, whatever you need.
Texter says, who remembers Nashville 99, a TV show on CBS in April of 1977, starred Claude Akins, Jerry Reed, and Charlie Pride, filmed around Nashville. A couple episodes were on YouTube at one point.
Yeah, I remember that. Claude Akins, baby.
Way before my time.
Yeah, it was an awful TV show, and it was filmed here. There's also a made-for-TV movie called Concrete Cowboy with Jerry Reed and Tom Selleck, and it was quite – put this way, I saw better acting in my son's elementary class than I did in Concrete Cowboys. It was awful. It was right before Tom Selleck broke loose as Magnum P.I.
Here was my problem. Like, I watched the pilot episode of the show Nashville – and, you know, I've talked about my relationship to the Loveless, right? And, you know, so
yeah.
The very first episode, the main character, she's like, well, we were just sitting down at the Loveless. And I'm like, let's just talk about how we can just randomly work in a Nashville landmark into a conversation.
Right. My problem with the show was that the people they showed on the TV show Nashville, I never saw them in Nashville growing up or living here.
Yeah.
Those people don't exist.
Right.
They only existed for the TV show.
Right. Yeah, I mean, they definitely made it a TV show.
Now, you go to Santa's Pub and have some dude throwing up over his cowboy boots, and that to me, that's Nashville.
Right.
This other sweet version of Nashville with the song, sorry, that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So I need this, the
but that show, I mean, rawness. Look, that show did a lot for, you know, this kind of growth we've seen in, because everybody's like, oh, I want to go to Nashville, and then they realize it's nothing like the show.
Right.
But it got people, you know.
Yeah.
Got people coming here.
And we, you know, nobody looks like that. Nobody talks like that. And that's fine because that's a drummed up version. Remember the country music movie called, I think it was Nashville Strong, Country Strong?
Country Strong, yeah.
With Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah.
That, she should be kicked out of the country for that movie. It was that bad of a movie. And Tim McGraw should be embarrassed that he was in it too. It was awful. And that was like, and we laugh because that's not us here.
Yeah.
At all. So you wonder what this Rescue Nashville 911 is going to be like. Hope it spotlights and highlights the, you know, the men and women of the first responders around town. You hope it does that. I don't know. But where are you going to spend all your time on Rescue 911 Nashville? Where would you be going?
I don't know.
Me fighting people on the pedestrian
bridge? A lot of fights on Broadway.
There are, but, you know.
We got another one at Tootsie's.
Nashville. How long does that last?
911.
Then I'll be on the pedestrian bridge between Donelson and East Nashville trying to keep the East Nashville weirdos out of Donelson. I'll stand on that bridge like a sentry. I'll fight them. Is that part of the show? Can we write that in part of the show, too? I don't mind doing that.
This week on Nashville 911.
You stay on your own side!
Bachelor party gone wrong.
Okay. But I guess because Angela Bassett's doing it and Fox is doing it, so it's got some legs to it that could have a little success there. So
well, because the Lone Star one, 911 Lone Star, I think is ending. That's Rob Lowe.
Okay.
Right. The one. I haven't watched. I've heard they're good shows. Like there's 911 and then there's 911 Lone Star.
Okay.
I've heard they're good. I just haven't watched.
Nobody watches that stuff anymore, TV.
I mean, this is how I've always been. Hey, you got to check out, you remember the show House?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's like, hey, you got to check out the show House. It's awesome. Yeah, I'll get around to it. I started watching it when it was in its last season. Like, I watched it back on DVD and Netflix and stuff. And then the show went off the air, and I'm like, have y'all seen this show House? It's awesome. Like, dude, that was 5 years ago.
But we've talked about being forced in the shows.
Yeah.
Like, friends are forced. Like, you got to watch Yellowstone. No, I'm okay. What do you mean you're not watching it? But I did the same thing for Breaking Bad. Yeah. Like, yeah, watch Breaking Bad. Why aren't you watching
Breaking Bad? I have never seen an episode of Breaking Bad.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Why not?
Because everybody told me I needed to.
I don't need to watch Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
it's that good of a show.
I will never do it now because I've been told that I have to.
You'll come around.
I am that. Look, no, I'm that stubborn. Ricky's listening. He knows. You keep telling me to do something. Right. I am not going to do it.
All right. So I will not tell you to watch Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
That you're missing out on it.
Right.
You know what show I'm watching now all the time? I've got it on. I tape it every day. Don't laugh. I love the show. Highway to Heaven.
Where's that?
Michael Landon. It's on TLC or Hallmark Channel during the day. It's just, I don't know, it's a pure, badly acted TV show with a great message. and I can't stop.
Hair Metal Henry said Joe should be kicked out of the country for watching the movie Country Strong.
I had to because a lot of TV personalities from local news was in that movie. Our friend Mick Barris was in that movie, Country Strong.
Robbie said, I watched Nashville for Hayden Panettiere and then realized it sucked. Yep, pretty much.
Yep, that's about it. And she was dating, I called her Hayden Panera Bread because I couldn't pronounce her last name. She was dating the Russian boxer, right? The heavyweight champion, Kalisco?
Oh, really?
Kaliko? Atari Vision? Something like that.
Atari Vision.
His brother's like the mayor of Kiev. He's a world boxer. He's a championship boxer. Look it up, Dr. Crane. Hayden Panera Bread was dating, or she might have been married to the boxer from Ukraine.
I don't know.
And his brother was the mayor of Kiev. I'm almost certain about this. And we wait for the judge's response to come back with this. As Dr. Crane, our ombudsman, looks it up and he's typing it in. I don't know how to explain.
Reading. He looks confused.
Yep.
I don't know how to pronounce the name. This is another phonics thing for me.
Okay.
Let's see. The guy's name starts with a K. It's like Klitschko.
Okay.
What was the first part?
All right. But he's a boxer, right?
Yeah. I mean, he looks like he's 10 foot tall.
Is he still dating her?
From what I know, it says yes.
All right. I don't know where they met or how
they
met.
I'll double check for you.
Yep. But then his brother was the mayor.
People now are just got a text. You have to watch Cobra Kai, so scratch that off the list.
2018, they separated.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah. They remain friends, it says, on good terms.
Oh, well, good then.
No, they don't.
Good then.
I love it when like actors or like famous people break up. It's like, but they remain friends. Like, no, they don't.
Talk to each other.
Have you ever been in a relationship that doesn't work?
I know Peaches and her broke up, and they did not remain good friends.
No.
So it happens.
No, we'll tell you what's going on this weekend as play returns to Smashville. All some exciting things happening at Bridgestone Arena. We'll do that next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Chase and Big Joe on this Friday, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Predators return after a two-week break tomorrow night at Bridgestone Arena. 5 o'clock puck drop. Make sure I get that right. We say hello to the Preds Director of Marketing, Jarek Almazian, who is on the line with us now. Jarek, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I know you guys are ready to get things going again at Bridgestone Arena, and it's going to be a fun one as a Sunday against the New Jersey Devils. The Music City Bobblehead Series returns. Our buddy Vince Gill and his lovely bride Amy Grant will be featured this time.
That's right. That's a big one for us. We, like you mentioned, we're coming out of the Four Nations tournament break, and we flipped to side B of Music City Hockey. We have great theme nights. We have new ticket packages. And, yeah, it all starts with a big weekend. Tomorrow night we have our Saturday night in Smashville. And then, like you said, Sunday is our Music City Bobblehead Series against the New Jersey Devils. It's actually our third night of the Music City Bobblehead Series. You may remember we did Tim McGraw and Keith Urban earlier in the season. On Sunday, we celebrate two of Smashville's icons. Vince Gill and Amy Grant are actually on the same bobblehead, two legendary figures. So first 10,000 fans get a bobblehead, but make sure that you get down there early because we have our pregame party presented by Bud Light in our BetMGM Sports Lounge, and we'll have games, giveaways, live music. So going to want to get down there early to get your bobblehead and then come party with us at BetMGM Sports Lounge.
Yeah, they're going to be cool. I feel like these bobblehead series, you know, you always do something, whether it's a player or whatever, but you know, Tim McGraw sitting here staring at me right now in our studio. I feel like these have all been very well received, and you know, another great one with some legends in Vince and Amy.
Yeah, they've been really, really great so far, and it kind of ties in our overarching theme of Music City Hockey this season. Like you said, our first two nights were extremely successful. We had large crowds come out early. I actually have the first two bobbleheads on my desk at work, too, staring me in the face every day while I work, and this one should be no different.
We're talking to Jericho Macian on the Chase and Big Joe show for the Nashville Predators. Hey, back up, Jerick. Thanks for doing this. We always love you guys coming on with us. Let's back up. Is it one bobblehead stand with two heads? Is that what you said earlier with Vince and Amy?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, so Amy Grant and Vince Gill are on the same bobblehead. So it's their full body, but yeah, this one's a little bit larger because they're both on the same one. Yeah.
I don't know if they're sprouting two heads out of one body or anything. That'd be kind of cool. I would take that. That'd be kind of fun with that. I got to tell you, though, this is really cool for doing all this. Plus, Jared, what you do with all the positivity now from the Four Nation Tournament, how can you guys build off of this?
Yeah, I think excitement around hockey in general is high coming out of the Four Nations tournament. I mean, what a game last night. I know it didn't go the way that we wanted for the U.S., but I think a lot of eyes were on hockey last night. So we're just trying to build off that in Smashville. And like I said, for the back half of the season, we feel pretty good about what we're going to accomplish here with our theme nights. And we're always going to bring the party in Smashville every time you come out to Bridgestone.
I love it. And, you know, next Thursday night, the 27th, it's Hockey Fights Cancer Night. You guys, and I love the Predators, you guys do such a good job with that, with the emotion, the excitement, and everything that goes on what could be an absolute downer of an evening. But the way you guys do it, Jerick, really empowers a lot of us to care for each other, care for those that are fighting cancer. It's such a special moment. I tell people, if you can go to one game, go to that game because it's much more than hockey.
Absolutely. It's a celebration. That one in particular, too, is important because as we hopefully trend towards warmer weather here, we'll be hosting our first Plaza party since November. So the Plaza will be packed. Get down early. The Plaza opens at 5 p.m. We'll have partner activations, activities, live music, all to you know, raise funds and support the fight against cancer.
Jerick, when you're doing this as director of marketing, do you have a blank canvas and like, all right, let's throw ideas up here. Let's see what sticks. I guess when you do that, you know, when somebody puts something up there or says something, or let's do that, you kind of know immediately whether or not that's going to work, right?
I mean, I wouldn't. That's a great question. I don't know if I would say immediately I know right. If it's going to work or not. But we kind of skipped over Tuesday, which is our 90s night, which I'm super excited about because I'm going to age myself a little bit. I grew up in the 90s, so very excited for that night. It is kind of like a blank canvas to kind of build the content around what we want that night to be, what our concourse activations should look like, what our Nashville Fun Zone should look like, and really creating the best experience that we possibly can for our fans when they come to Bridgestone Arena.
Yeah, I was going to bring up 90s night because I'm, you know, a child of the 90s as well. So I feel like that's one that always gets people's attention because it's just so much fun to kind of have that nostalgia. And, you know, Pete Weber, Terry Crisp can tell old stories about the early days of the Preds and things like that. So I feel like people really gravitate towards that.
Absolutely. I don't want to give away too much, but we have a few surprises planned for that night. A lot of fun touches. Yeah. That's another one that you're going to want to get there early for, because the first 5,000 fans in the door receive a pair of 90s inspired sunglasses courtesy of Eurostone. So we have that, but then we also have a lot of fun other things happening throughout the night.
So hold on. You might have a special guest on 90s Night on Tuesday?
Oh, you never know. I mean, only in Smashville, right? You never know who's going to show up on any given night.
Can you text me Vanilla Ice when we get off the air? Because I'll be there today if he's going to be there. No, I like this. This is a good tease, Jarek. I like this.
There you go. Yeah. I cannot confirm or deny that Vanilla Ice will be at the arena, but you never know.
Right.
You never know for sure. Jarek, thanks so much for doing this. Have fun with these theme nights on this homestand, and I know there'll be much more to look forward to for the rest of the season.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you're interested in getting tickets for our four-game homestand, as always, for more details and to purchase tickets, go to NashvillePredators.com.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jarek. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys.
I appreciate him for joining us on the program. Yes. As talk a little marketing.
Yeah, I was wondering. I was like, oh, man, maybe Ice Ice Baby was 1989 or 90, and I just looked. It came out in 1990.
Yeah, 90.
So I'm good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's funny. There are, like, some, like, with 90s country, you know, there's some, like, Shenandoah, the Two Dozen Roses, I think was actually 89 when it was recorded. But
right.
I think it was released
yeah
early 1990, so.
Guns N' Roses is an 80s band.
87 was Appetite for Direction.
A friend of mine is opening for Vanilla Ice around the country right now, a guy named Joe Denham. And he's been all over the country in Canada opening for Vanilla Ice. And he said, night after night, you would just be amazed how popular he still is. We laugh at him. MTV banned his video. Remember that big thing? They banned his video. But he still, because of one song that he stole, he's still massively popular. It'd be the same thing if Milli Vanilli toured today.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what TikTok is all lip syncing. And Milli Vanilli did it back in the 80s.
My favorite thing was when that whole thing happened with Ice Ice Baby and Under Pressure, which was the song in question with Queen and David Bowie, that he was like, no, theirs is like dun 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 dun. Mine is dun 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 dun.
That's right. Like, behind the music.
Tried to explain it.
It was something, man. And the other one was when Milli Vanilli was on stage and the record skipped.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, girl, you know it. Girl, you know it. Girl, you know it. And they ran off the stage.
That was the end of them.
Yep, that was it. And then one of those guys, I think,
you may be right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what was the Ghostbusters. Ray Parker Jr. was
I
Want a New Drug by Huey Lewis.
Ripped it off, man. Yep. And then
so anytime that song is played, Huey gets a piece of it.
He does. And also, what's the one, Every Breath You Take, that P. Diddy took from Sting?
Yeah.
And then they asked Sting, is like, I think Sting donated the money to charity and said, I'll give it okay if I play on the record with you. Like, all the money was donated.
Yeah, but he wasn't. I don't think he was on the record.
Well, when he did live
performances. Yeah, Faith Evans did it.
When he started doing more live performances.
Oh,
he did
the MTV. There was it. Yeah, there was.
He did all that. And so there was a story of a guy here, a blues guy here, that had a song in the 60s that some German Euro pop band took his lyric and making a couple million dollars of it. I mean, it's so you steal the stuff, you're going to get caught.
Yeah. It happens all the time, for sure. 615-737-1025. We will give away some tickets to see the Lumineers coming up in our next segment. Before you can buy them, they go on sale in about 15 minutes, but we'll give you a chance to win those. Do that here in just a little bit. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. You know, I got to tell you, so after last Saturday night, Cody Johnson was in town. He played two shows at Bridgestone Arena. Friday night, Saturday night, both were sold out. Fantastic. If you're into true classic country music, Cody Johnson is your guy. Carrie Underwood came out. Luke Combs came out. It was awesome. The night before, Marcus King, the great guitar player, came out and played with him for a little bit.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So so that was really cool. Randy Houser opened for him the first night. Ashley McBride the second night. So just had a great lineup. But in Saturday night, I was up in the Eurostone Club, and I look over, and I see a young Dr. Crane two-stepping. I mean, tears flowing down his face.
My man. It's incredible.
He was touched by the music, singing every word.
Now, if somebody calls you out on it, you used to say I was doing the Kendrick Lamar little slide. That's almost like a two-step.
And yeah, that is kind of like
in a itself.
And with some bell-bottom jeans on.
But I'm telling you, brother, if you learn how to two-step and do the shottish, you go to any country bar or saloon in the world and pick up women. I'm telling you right now. I am telling you. Work at the Wrangler for so many years as I did, the coach and I did that, you'd be amazed at guys like, oh, whatever. And they'd be the best dancers and danced and hung out with the best-looking women you'll ever imagine in your life.
Put that in my notes.
Nashville Palace tonight.
He's not wrong. He's definitely not wrong. I mean, when Cody Johnson did, he did like a little bit of a two-step on stage, all the girls went nuts.
Come on, right?
And I mean, and this dude, like, he's very, very talented. But this dude is like an old cowboy. He's 30. He's my age. He's like 37, 38. Was a cowboy. He's balding. Like, he's a little pudgy.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, me? All right.
You know, so, but it's like had everybody in the palm of their hand.
All right. So, Dr. Crane, our buddy, the Hobbs, they own Nashville Palace.
I don't believe they own that, but they, you know, in a roundabout way. Maybe, yeah.
Kind of, okay. Something like that,
cool.
Maybe.
Right,
don't question him.
Yeah, I shouldn't.
But line dancing, we'll take you out there. We'll make it Dr. Crane line dancing night.
We can do it.
Sponsored by Chase and myself. And you do it out there, but you got to wear like the tight Garth Brooks brush popper shirts.
No chaps, Joe. Come on.
Well, no, not chaps. All right. Wranglers.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, and boots. And then toothpick, like David Beauclair. And then walk around, and you got to give, like, how you doing, ma'am? Tip your hat to everybody you come across.
What kind of hat you want to wear? A
cowboy
baseball
hat.
Cap, trucker cap?
A cowboy. Don't you have a cowboy hat when you coached SMU football team?
I do, yeah. I still have that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that a 10-gallon, or what is that?
Maybe 2.5.
Okay. You need to wear that when you go. It's exercise. You got the cowboy hat on, everything. I think you'd be a superstar over there.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I do enjoy the dance. It is nice.
Okay, then it's done.
That's also a great song, The Dance.
That breaks your heart, though, man. Rips you apart.
It does, but, I mean, it's also it's a good message, I guess. I don't know.
Well, I mean, it is, and it plays.
I could have missed the pain, but then I'd had to miss the dance. I mean,
well, that's what I, you know, I'm going through now. You know,
sure.
You go through with your parents when you lose your parents. I mean, it's the ending, like with my mother, was god-awful. And I could have missed that, but then you missed the dance, right? Mm-hmm. You missed all the good times. Same thing with your father. I mean,
well,
all the good times. The ending sucked. It rips your heart out, man. But all the good times you had with whomever, I mean, it weighs more than anything else.
You bring up my dad. This is a true story. So the night he passed, I'm leaving the hospital, and you know how you've been through this. It's just you're numb. Like you're you know you're walking and you know you're about to go get in your car, but you don't. Like I kind of felt like I was watching myself, like I was like out of body. You know, it was just kind of one of those things. And I just got in my car, and my mom was like, "Are you good? Do you want to just leave your car here?" I'm like, "No, I'm good. I'm fine." And I just kind of sat there for a second. And when I turned the car on, I turned the radio on. I kid you not. The dance was playing.
No.
Yeah. And it was like.
That's unbelievable.
And I, of course, just
bursted
into tears. But it was like it was the perfect, God knows. The perfect, perfect song. Because it's the truth.
So, how long did you sit there for?
The whole song.
But like after? Did you leave immediately or did you just?
Yeah,
like,
I think so. I don't. There's not a lot I remember. I mean, I remember that. And then I remember going to Wendy's and them not charging me. Like, they just looked at me and could tell. It was the weirdest thing. Yeah.
Well, that's good. My mother passed overnight, and I got home at 5:30 in the morning. I hadn't slept in, like, 3 days. And I swear to God this happened. I pulled in my driveway, and I sat there, and a cardinal landed on my hood.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. I mean, you have to be kidding me that this is going on right now. But never doubt. I mean, I was like, all right, I know you're fine. I know you're good. And I'll see you again one day. But stories like that with the dance and the cardinal landing on the car, I was just like, this is far bigger than me to ever kind of figure this out. So just love it and go with it.
Yep. 100%. Hair Metal Henry is accusing you of something.
Uh-oh.
On the text line.
Sure.
He said, fun fact, Joe used to pee on the tree inside the Wrangler instead of the restroom.
Does he work?
I don't think so.
I don't think he does either. Did not, but we tried to break the tree the night
there
the
was
Wrangler
a tree inside the Wrangler.
Yeah, you danced around the tree. It was great.
Where was the Wrangler?
1204 Murfreesboro Road, straight down on the right. And there's like six little stores there now. I'm telling you, man, it was. There'll never be another nightclub in this town that comes anywhere near that, because nobody went downtown.
Yeah,
and this was during the late '80s and '90s. Everybody would come out. Everybody, Brooks and Dunn and Travis Tritt and Vince and Allen. I became good friends with Mark Colley. He had a song called "Man in the Moon" back then. He would come in. Chris LeDoux would come in.
Yeah,
all these guys would come in because '98 would do a radio show from 7 to midnight down there.
Yep.
And they'd be like, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 98. And you'd dance around the tree and everything. I mean, it was – you couldn't get – it was every night of the week it was crowded. Sunday, Monday were dance night lessons. And then Tuesday through Saturday, everybody went in there. It was unbelievable the amount of people that came in there. On their quick story, Brooks and Dunn had their number one party for My Next Broken Heart. And every restaurant, every bar has got that one guy who's not all there. You know what I'm saying? He's there, but he's not all there. And he got there late, and he's a big Brooks and Dunn fan, and they're bringing the cake out for the number one party, and he collided with the server.
Oh, no.
And the cake went everywhere.
Oh, no.
And seeing Brooks and Dunn's face, they couldn't stop laughing because he's, you know, one of those guys that you love that just kind of gets on your nerves, and the cake went everywhere. I'll never forget that. And that was like, God, 91 or 92 back then, but it was a good time.
Oh, that's funny.
First show.
Real quick, we opened the show talking about the Yankees thing. And
yes,
like the beard.
Somebody,
Matt Fortuna, tweeted out my favorite George Steinbrenner story. Quote: Jesus Christ had long hair and a beard. Lou Piniella told Steinbrenner, "Why can't we have beards and long hair?" The Yankee owner showed him a small pond behind the outfield fence. He says, quote, "You see that pond?" Steinbrenner asks, "Walk across that pond and you can have a beard and long hair."
Oh, that's great.
That's a great response.
Oh, that's great.
There's no coming back from that.
No. What did Burns say in The Simpsons? Wasn't he kind of part Steinbrenner?
Yeah.
Like?
Well, because he said, Mattingly, shave those sideburns.
Yeah.
And then Mattingly was like, that guy, like, something about him. He goes, still better than Steinbrenner.
Right. Oh, man. Yeah,
that's what it is. We'll have more in hour number two, including BJ Callahan, Nashville SC coach, is going to join us at 10:30. But before that, Chris Sanders will join us now at 10:15 here on Chasing Big Joe. Caller number 5-615-737-1025. You can win a pair of tickets to see the Lumineers Friday, October 3rd at Bridgestone Arena. They go on sale in about 2 minutes, but you can call at 615-737-1025 and win those now. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service.